Yeah. Yeah. God on my side.
Hey there, and welcome to Truth Talk. I am Ijeoma Anyanwu, and this is where real conversations meet truth, inspiration, and a whole lot of heart. Whether we are diving into life, faith, family, or purpose, you can count on honest, uplifting, and thought-provoking solutions. So grab your coffee or tea, get comfy, and let's talk truth.
Not in the room, but
not in the room, but
terrify your heaven out here. That's what the truth is.
Welcome to a brand new season of Truth Talk. If you're here for the first time, my name is Ijeoma Anyanwu, and I'm a beloved of the Lord. I'm someone who has been deeply, deeply changed and touched by God's love, His grace, and His truth. So, I'm also a wife of one husband. Yes, these days we have to make it very, very clear. I'm a wife of one husband, and I am a mom of five children, ranging from age 12 to 26. So my husband and I are missionaries, specifically media missionaries. That means we use media to transform life. So we met in many moons ago. That's like, you know, yeah, 1993 in the School of Missions. So we schooled together and then, yeah, a couple of years down the line, about 4 years down the line, got married, and now we have five children. So that's the brief of my life history. And we've been loving God and serving Him together. My YouTube journey started 2022, yeah? So part of what I've done in the years, even before marriage, like a couple of years before marriage, started working with children. I had an impression in my heart to start reaching out to children, and I started doing that. And I continued for a long time. Yes, I worked with children, and then I started having my own children. I started working with my own children. yes, but even through that period, I still worked in my church. I had opportunity of running a camp for children. I also worked in a secondary school. I used to go there and just anchor a fellowship with a senior high school, the senior high students, because I remember that when I gave my life to Christ, one of the things that really touched me was, you know, when I went to a Methodist school, primary, secondary school, and and so when I got saved, I realized, I started hearing about school fellowships, and I was wondering why, you know, my school didn't have any of those. So I told myself, if I had opportunity, I'll go back to my school and have a fellowship, you know. And and any other place I have the opportunity. Well, I actually said to my school to do a fellowship, and I remember in my early Christian life, I used to think about that a lot, you know, just imagining myself. But for some reason, that wasn't part of God's plan. That is me going back to that school. But when I got the opportunity a couple of years later, many years later, I seized it. So I started working with it. Those high school young people, and it was wonderful. And so a few years down the line, it just occurred to me, or I sensed that God was saying, hey, if you try to reach one person, it's going to be slower than if you were to reach out to the stakeholders, the parents, the teachers, all of those that, you know, all of those who are in direct contact with the next generation. So the birth of reaching, you know, so that birth, that desire on how to get to these stakeholders. I've run training for, you know, Sunday school teachers and all of that. So YouTube was something that came to my heart one of the times. I think watching a video, it just struck me. YouTube can be an avenue. And I was like, what? YouTube? Nah, never. You know. Well, eventually, I came to that place in 2022, and I decided to start a YouTube channel. I started just started. But then after that, many things were happening around us as a family, and I couldn't continue. And so even after that period, every time I went to the channel, I looked at it, I was like, is this channel even impacting anybody? Is there really a reason for this? You know, I was just questioning my why and all of that. And eventually in 2023, I had that impression again. You know, how many of us know that when God has a plan, it's a plan, it doesn't change, you know? And so it was still there in my heart. So I decided, okay, let me go through the Instagram. It looks easy. So I went to Instagram. I was posting prayer, just things to encourage people and all of that, especially seeing what's happening around, you know? And then I said, okay, maybe Facebook. I went to Facebook, but I kept feeling in my heart that YouTube was it. Anyway, long story short, came back a couple of days ago. I was actually planning a podcast, because I thought podcast is easy. Just do your face, do your recording at your face. I don't have problem with, you know, that. And just send that, you know, record, and that's it. But in the process, I just stumbled on, you know, a video, and somehow in my heart, I knew this is where you should be going. You know, I don't know why, but that was just, and so I just decided to, like they say, eat the frog and just get on and see what God would do. So that has been my YouTube journey. So after the years of running around like Jonah, I found myself here again. And now these 3 years indeed have been, it's been a while. And like I call them, they have been Jonah years, years of me thinking and about my why and all of that. And so now that I'm back, it's not to perform, definitely. But to pour out, because more than ever before, I believe that people are hungry for the truth. People are hungry for the truth. You go to social media, you see all kinds of things, you listen to the news. People are hungry for the truth, and there is a need for the truth in our relationships, in our personal lives, in our career, especially as people of faith. You know, we need God's truth to guide us in these times. And so that's why the thought of truth talk. Okay, before this channel was just raising God's raising children God's way, but part of my ask was just part of my, you know, thinking through my why was, is that an appropriate name? Is that name okay for what we are doing? And I thought about it, and so Truth Talk started while I was in Instagram. Okay, that's on Instagram, a place just bring us truth. That was just it, bring the truth of God's word in the midst of all the deceptions and twisted. Let's look at what God's word says, you know. And that's how Truth Talk came about in my heart. And so coming back to YouTube, I thought, why not? Because like I told you, I was trying to start the podcast, and I was just going to call it Truth Talk. It's truth. It's just looking at situations and life through God's truth, you know. And I just decided to come on here and just truth. And I like it because it goes beyond what we're thinking initially. So Truth Talk is that place where we cut through the noise. There's so much noise around us, and get back to the heart of what really matters. And that is living a life that honors God. Living a life that will strengthen our families and cause us to leave legacy. Legacy. It's a place where we'll talk about God's word in very, very practical ways. I'm not coming here as a scholar. I'm not coming here as a professor. I'm coming here as a believer who believes in God's truth, who believes that God's truth is the solution to whatever the problem or circumstance is. Whatever it is, God's word has the power. Oh, I've experienced it and I've heard testimonies, and I know beyond every unquestionable doubt that God's beyond every, you know, doubt, that God's word is the solution. So that's why I bring that truth on YouTube, to help my brothers and my sisters, so that together we can run this race to the end and be able to walk out God's calling in our lives, in our everyday lives. Okay, and so who is it for? It's for, if you are a child of God, you love God, and you are tired of just doing church, you want to live a vibrant, victorious Christian life, this is the place for you. Okay, so whether you are single, whether you are married, planning to get married, whether you are a parent, this is a place for you. True Talk is that place where by the grace of God we are believing that God's people receive encouragement, wisdom, and guidance to make right choices, so that we live the life that Jesus has for us to live. You know, it touches my heart many times when I look at Christians and I'm seeing that we are living far below what God said. And I know that the primary reason is that we are not holding on to God's truth. You know, we are not holding on to the promises of God. I believe that when we do that, we will see, you know, the manifestations that God wants us to have in our lives. You know, like my pastor will say, God has already released good things for us, a good life, but it's there in the spirit realm. And until we are ready to hold on to God's truth, go get committed and hold on to the truth, we'll only keep, you know, believing and dreaming. I don't know about you, but I've seen the difference between just knowing it and actually experiencing it. And the experience does not come until you have understood the truth and you are holding on to the truth. And on this channel, that is what we want to do. Hold on to God's truth. So how is your own journey? How has it been? Are you like me, running away? You know that's the right thing to do, but you are afraid. You are thinking, this is not looking like it. Paul says something to his young mentee, Timothy, his spiritual son. And he said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I want to leave that for you today. What is that step that you need to take? Remember, He has given you power, love, and a sound mind. And if it's God's plan for you, it is better than your wildest dream or imagination. Just trust Him and take that next step that will get you to that place that God wants you to be. Now, next talk, I'm going to go deeper with some of it. Some of the things that God taught me or has been teaching me in these past years. You don't want to miss that. Drop comments down below about your own journey. I want to hear from you. Until then, this is Truth Talk, and I'm Ijeoma Anyanwu. I'll catch you on our next talk. Bye-bye for now.